Your San Diego Padres are in Arizona at the Peoria Sports Complex for spring training.
And so are we.
This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour, spring training edition number, what, number four bloopers? Does that sound right? Yeah, spring training edition number four rolls on. We got a fun show continuing to come up for you. Hope you enjoyed Will Middlebrooks. Hope you enjoyed Will Ferrell. Those are all the Wills we have today. But Clint Barmas will join us coming up in a little bit. Ken Rosenthal will join us coming up in a little bit. Right now, though, it is time to hear from former Padre Mark Sweeney. Now, of course, an analyst on Fox Sports San Diego. And Sweeney was out here all week, and I asked him when we sat down together if some of the big questions here at spring training were being answered yet, or if we're still in the process of answering those questions.
I think a lot of the questions have been answered for this team coming into camp. But, yes, you're going to talk about varying things, probably be because of the injury front. I think shortstop's going to handle itself out. Third base, I don't really think it's a competition right now. Hopefully somebody seizes that as the season goes on, whether one of the two gets hot, but I think it's a good combination to have. So if you look at the left side, those are the platoons that I think really can work defensively and hopefully offensively is what the key is. Who's going to step up? Is Alexi going to show the offense last year that he tried to create and stay hot and seize that opportunity?
If you're Buddy Black, I guess, at this point, the situation is wait and see, and then whatever happens, you kind of ride it out, I guess.
Yeah, I think for Buddy, it's a good problem to have. I think he has surplus, he has competition. There's so many things on this team that are exciting, more so than question marks. Hopefully we get healthy. I know there's also people behind them that are going to be playing AAA that are going to be ready when that opportunity happens. Everyone knows. So you're dealt with adversity all the time. I think it's going to happen this year, and they're better suited to handle those situations.
We're always talking about clubhouse stuff. You've been in a lot of different clubhouses over the course of your career as a player. When you go into this one as a broadcaster, what are you seeing as you look around?
A lot of joy, a lot of happiness, also a little bit of swagger, which I love to see. This has been lacking for the last few years, in my estimation. I'm a big clubhouse guy, and the reason for that, I believe it does create a winning culture. That being said, I think also winning goes hand in hand. You have to win to create that, because when you're not winning in this game, it's very difficult. It becomes very tough, especially the struggles that this team has had in the last few years in April and May. So they would like to create that going in there right now in spring training. These guys are having a lot of fun. They're working hard. That's a great combination to have.
Winning can breed winning, I guess, when you look at it that way. Obviously, you want to avoid the slow start in April, like you said. Are we trying to say, hey, if they're 500, they're good, they need to go 500 in April? I guess it also depends how the games go, but here we are a few weeks away from opening day. You know, what kind of start would be good enough, you think, for this team?
Well, I think a 500 record is a good barometer to have. I think it's not a goal you want to shoot for. You never know if you're going to get hot in April. This team definitely has added pressure to itself because of all of the newness, all of the new pieces, because it is very difficult to get everyone on the same page. I know Buddy Black and his staff, they're going to do a great job to try to get that to happen. A lot of division games, the necessity of playing well in your own division is very important. So you see the schedule, it sticks out to you about who they're playing, and especially at the start. Playing the Dodgers, playing the Giants, great barometer to really test yourself.
Yeah, you'll see where you're at against those clubs right out of the gate, obviously. First seven games of the season, three in L.A., and then four at home against the Giants. Kemp and Upton are the obvious guys, of course, and they have been from the moment they were acquired. But, I mean, so far here in spring training, I don't think you could ask for any more.
No, and, you know, these guys are examples. And the best thing that I heard from the coaching staff is, you know, your best players are your hardest workers. What a great combination to have. That is the research behind all of these trades and acquisitions of what A.J. Preller and his staff have done. It's not necessarily just getting talent. You have to have talent along with that work ethic. And I think when you get that, great combination, because I was the type of player that had to watch how people worked. Those elite players that play the game that know how to work and know how to prepare for a game or situations or getting ready for a season. when you see that from your best star players, that is a great combination, especially for those prospects that are down below that are constantly watching these guys.
It's funny that, you know, here we are a few months after last season ended, and at the end of last year, all we did was talk about pitching, and now all we're doing is talking about hitting. But let's talk about some pitching. You've got all the big guys coming back. You add a Brandon Morrow into the mix in the starting rotation. Right now, he's certainly doing his part to try and win that fifth job. But, man, top to bottom, this rotation, it's another reason to be excited.
Yeah, Jesse, some people talk about the offense and say, you know, this is the excitement part of the team. I shift gears and say it's still pitching. It was pitching last year. It is pitching now because they've added, like you said, Brandon Morrow, if he seizes that number five job, this is a guy that really has mid-rotation stuff. And you also look at the bullpen acquisitions. You know, just being depth, we've seen Kansas City Royals and how dominant a bullpen can be in shortening games, very important. But I think top to bottom, this staff is I think, underrated in the game of baseball because you're talking about other staffs before these. But it is a scary staff because the starting pitching, keeping those top three guys, also Ian Kennedy coming off a real good year where he fit in with Darren Balsley and the coaches. Now you add some depth. You have Josh Johnson that could possibly come there and add to that. There's a lot of upside to this pitching staff, and they have the ability mentally to feel like they're going to win every single night with pitching.
You love to hear that. Back into the bullpen, we've seen Quackenbush and Benoit kind of pick up right where they left off here this spring. Is that kind of your assumed eighth and ninth inning guys in one particular order?
Well, I think you start with Benoit. I think everybody else has to prove themselves over again, and where they slot really has to do with how they're going to handle these situations. Bud Black and Darren Balsley do a great job of putting these young men in a situation. We saw that with Kevin Quackenbush. He started earning it more and more as he went last year, and he constantly impressed. He ended up closing out games, which he did in the minor leagues, but he did it at the biggest level. I think that is very important moving forward. They'll get some certain opportunities at the beginning of the year, and they'll shake out, but I think that chemistry part of what they did last year was really special. They knew how to close games out when they had a lead, and the record indicates that.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this bullpen was historically good last year, and if they can be as good or even close to as good this season, man, with this added offense, Padres could be something special in the National League West. Time now for the Sony picture of the day. It's taken on the new Sony RX10 camera, so visit the Sony store at Fashion Valley to check it out today. Hey, right there, man. That is one of the absolute best parts of spring training, the intimacy, the up-close nature of the thing. Tyson Ross signing autographs for some of the fans out here. Spring training, really special for a lot of reasons. That would be one of the main reasons. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Padres' AAA affiliate, the El Paso Chihuahuas. Their broadcaster, Tim Haggerty, joins us right after this.
The Padres are getting ready for the 2015 season, and we'll be right back to talk about it more from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona at Padres Spring Training.